Father, we worship you this morning. Accept our worship in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory because you are the Lord. You change it not. Bible says you are God with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. You remain constant more than the northern star. Blessed be your name forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we proceed in the service of this morning, Lord, let your presence continue with us and glorify your name. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us put our hands together, Father, Lord. Let us have a seat. Before we come this morning, I want to pray for the children. Wherever they are, let them just stand up. They don't need to come up, come here. Let them, all the children, just stand up wherever you are. And put your hand on your head. And their teachers also should stand up and do the same thing. Father, I pray for these children this morning. We want to thank you for their lives. Thank you for keeping them. Thank you for the virtues you have deposited in their lives. Thank you for the grace of God upon their lives, the evidence of which we are seeing. Lord, let this head be lifted up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, the lifter of our heads. Lord, let the head of these swans, as they put their hand on their heads, let it be lifted up above their contemporaries. In the mighty name of Jesus, let their heads be lifted up above sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus, let their head be lifted up above failure. In the mighty name of Jesus, let their head be lifted up above every imagination and conspiracy of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, keep them, guide them, watch over them, protect them, prosper them, establish them, make them to flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for their teachers. Let their head be lifted up above every depression, above every sorrow, above everything that the enemy used to bury them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask, pour the oil of joy upon these heads in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Put your hands together once again. This morning we are going to take some time to pray. But before we do that, I want to exhort us on what I call understanding the love of Christ. Understanding the love of Christ. See, love is something that has so many dimensions that many people do not fully comprehend. When you talk about the love of Christ, it is two-way. The love of Christ for you and your own love for Christ. Are you listening to me? But when you talk about the love of Christ for you and for me, that love is constant. And that is why when you say, I've given my life to Christ, I've surrendered unto him, the moment you come unto him, even sometimes when you falter, even sometimes when you stray, even sometimes when you make mistakes, because that love is constant, it doesn't abandon you. He's still expecting you to come back home to love, to come back home to repentance, to come back home to obedience. God does not immediately dispense of you because his love is constant the moment you willingly and genuinely come unto him. But our own love for Christ also is not supposed to be temperamental. It's not supposed to be seasonal. It's not supposed to be situational. It's not supposed to be controlled by the moods or the sentiment of the moment. And I want us to look at something in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. I'm talking about the love of Christ, why our love should not be momentary, should not be temperamental, should not be situational, should not be controlled by the mood of the environment. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2. I'm going to read verse 1 to 4. A time, I want to listen to this. A time to burn and a time to die. Now listen. What happens when we give birth? What happens? We rejoice. Am I right? And by the way, let me give us the good news. The household of faith, the house of cedar, the Lord has added another baby girl to the house of cedar through Dr. and Dr. Mrs. Bosse and Tokpe Uju early this morning. We are clapping our hands because there's an addition through birth. Who did that? But this God is saying there is a time to be born and a time to what? To die. Do we abandon God when the time to die comes? I move closer to Him when the time to be born arrives. Is that what you expected to do? But I want you to look at the sequence from verses 1 to 4. The time to be born comes before the time to die. A time to plant, which means whoever is born of woman must have a time to die. Are you listening to me? So there's a sequencing of time by God divinely arranged. Every birth must at a point come back to the point of death. Are you listening to me? And a time to plant and a time to pluck. You cannot pluck if there's no planting. Are you listening to me? So whenever there is a planting, a time of plucking is come. And so the love that we have for the man or the girl that behind it must always be constant. And a time to plant and a plant to pluck, that which is planted. Sorry. Now go to the next verse. Go. A time to kill and a time to heal. Which means whenever anything is being killed in your life, in our life, a healing must follow. Time of healing must follow. If God allows any period of killing to us to say, God will follow with time of healing. Are you listening to me? A time to break down and a time to build up. Sometimes God realizes that no matter how we are, there will be a time to break down. Sometimes you break down emotionally. But anytime there seems to be a breakdown that God allows, God follows it all with what? A time of what? Of what? Of building up. God does not allow you to stay down permanently. God does not watch over you when you break down and leaves you and walks away. He raises you up and builds you up and makes sure that you overcome that situation. And finally, verse 4. verse 4. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. There are seasons of life. All these are part and parcel of life. Let me tell you, life is a package. In that package, you have all these things that God has mentioned. And nobody can escape it. Are you listening to me? I say you are not born of God. I say you are not born of woman. As long as you are a human being, you cannot escape all these things put in this package. The same God put everything in that package. You cannot cherry pick. You have to take the entire package, and whichever face you have, if you truly you know who God is, your love to him must not be shaken. Are you listening to me? But one thing is this. Anytime there's a time of weeping, know that there's a time to laugh that will come over that after that. And that's why the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy comes in the morning. God does not allow a time of weeping and then keeps laughter out of the door. We might be weeping now. God is going to wipe away our tears. We might be mourning, but God is going to replace with dancing. So our love of Christ must be constant at all seasons. There are seasons of life, there are moments of life, but if we say we are people of faith, we are children of God, we must have this full understanding so that we don't behave just like unbelievers, people who have no hope. And when you look at something in the book of John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. If you look at, see, God is the best grammarian. I want to look at that construct. After that, it's a full stop. If you look at that verse, it's not a comma, it's not a semicolon. This thing I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He then goes to the next sentence. In the world, you have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Why? When Christ was about to go, he called his people together. I said, look, I want to let you know something. So that when you begin to see these seasons, you not begin to fret, so that your peace cannot be troubled. Your boat will be shaking. Your stability will be threatened. But make sure your peace remains. Don't allow anything to take your peace away. I'm telling you these things. If God did not realize, there will be moments of trouble, of distress, of crying. He wouldn't have bothered. But he prepared their mind. He prepared our mind by extension. And he now said that in the world there will be tribulation. But when it comes, don't worry. There will be trouble. There will be difficult times. There will be hard times. No, I'm sure many of us might be wondering, why is Pastor saying this? But we know that we are passing through some difficult times. And I don't know what difficulty anybody is passing through apart from what I'm talking about. But whatever the situation, we must ensure that our peace is not taken away. We do not behave or talk or think like unbeliever. Say, why God? See, why didn't God say it? Why did God tell us? Why did God show us? Why, do you know how many things God has averted? For every one thing he allowed, do you know how many things he has averted? For everything that was not revealed, do you know how many things have been revealed? It will be immature and a sign of ignorance to begin to think that way. We should understand the nature of the love of Christ. And prophetically, I don't know. Perhaps, because the Bible says we see in part, prophesy. What was the theme of our last fresher service? What was the theme? God of the mountains and God of the valleys. I want to pause for 1 minute, and I want the media to put on these songs, and if you we can, yes.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't fear, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is your God in the valley. When things go wrong,
God in what? So when the sun is shining, when the day is bright, and the weather is good, we say God is with us. But when the weather or the sky is cloudy and the weather is chilly and there's blackness and darkness of the night, do we think God has moved away? Or we think we are moving away from God? I want us to let us know. And that is why we are different as Christians. The way unbelievers see situation, react to situation, assess the situation is different from the way we should look at situation whenever we face it. There will be good times. There will be bad times. There will be day. There will be night. There will be moments on the mountain. There will be times in the valley. But at all times, our love for God must remain constant. If truly we are believers, if we truly we love him, if we truly we know who he is. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. I want us to look at it. You see, let me ask you a question. How many of you have, at least you've heard or know of any heavyweight champion, boxing champion, wrestling champion, boxing? Can you wave your hand? Mention name. I'm going to mention Fury. Am I right? You mentioned Tyson. Who again? Joshua. Am I right? These are heavyweight champions. Go and ask them. Any champion in boxing, in wrestling, who has never had bruises? Have you seen any one of them? In his boxing career, in his wrestling career, he's a champion, but he has never had bruises. Is there any? Have you not have anyone? You cannot be a, it's only, I'm talking a proper general now. You cannot be a general with stars without some scars. Let us know that life is a full package. And at any time, whatever phase of life we are facing, our faith in God must not be shaken. And our head must not be bowed. Our spirit must not be kept down. Yes, we react momentarily, but we stand up and say, no, the devil cannot keep us down. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And there are so many questions. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? So when you go through tribulation, or we go through tribulation, when we are in distress, when we are persecution, when we have lack, when we don't have things, basic needs, or we are in danger, no matter what we pass through, go to the next verse. Paul tried to capture everything in this passage. As it is written, for your sake, we are key all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Next verse. We have to start verse 37, please. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to Christ that strengthen us. But I think you have jumped a verse. Okay, verse 37. Now let's go to verse 38. Yes, verse 38 to verse 39. We are still at verse 39, not 37, sorry. Verse 38. Yes, this one was not sure. For I am persuaded, but I would have, there's a verse you jump earlier on. 37 was jumped. Go back to, is it 38? Did we read? No, okay. For I am persuaded that neither death, yes, nor life. Listen to that. It's not only life. but also death. Okay? Neither life, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, or things to come. Because we don't know even what's going to happen tomorrow. Until we can promise God that no matter what happens, I'm not going to move away from side. We don't know God yet. Are you getting what I'm saying? If we are talking, we are worshiping God because of the present, because of what is now. But until you can tell God that, God, I am giving you my word. No matter what happens, it is me and you. Because things present and things to come. Because only God knows things to come. You don't know. Am I right? I keep on saying that's one thing God has taken away from us. We don't know tomorrow. Yes, we can prophesy. We can speculate. We can build scenarios. But only God has the final say about tomorrow. The next verse, please. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 39. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. That's the testimony of Paul when he was talking to Romans. So, brethren, I want us to know that until we come to a point in our life where we can boldly declare, like Paul did, we don't yet know, we don't yet understand the full ramification of the love of Christ. You see, moments, time, seasons, they will come, they will go. But no matter the moment or the season, whether the season of the day or night, mountain or valley, battle or good time, our love for Christ must what? Must what? Must be constant. Must be constant. See, even when there is unexpected death, God understands better than we do. Don't let us begin to, yes, we as human beings, we do what we ought to do. But let us know that God has the final say over every life. And therefore, we must not allow anything to shake our faith in Christ. When I was reading something in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, I was asking some question. Yes, Let's read it. So maybe we should jump because of time, but let's read it. It's important. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Now look at the first sentence there, or the first line. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. The question I ask, does it mean that will be moment of mourning in Zion? Have you read that paper that we are called to mourn Zion? This is not, have you read that on your Bible? But God is now saying that he's appointing unto them that mourn in Zion. There are two sides of eternity. There is Zion on this side, and there is Zion on the other side. But when we are in Zion on this side, that's when we have come into his fold. Even in Zion, there will be some moment of mourning. Are you listening to me? God knew, even in Zion on this side of eternity, there will be some moment of what? So, God knew everything. Nothing takes God by surprise. And whatever God allows is for a reason. And for one single thing he allows, we don't know how many things he has disallowed. And let's look at in to give unto them beauty for ashes. As we mourn our sister, the Lord will give us beauty for ashes. He said that it will give us the oil of joy for mourning. Garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes, when I was writing that message to me, I said with a heavy, since a heavy outworking spirit, when that message I posted to ministers, with a heavy heart, it is normal that when one of you has gone to meet the Lord, the spirit will be heavy. It's normal. But there's a promise. Say it will give us the oil of joy, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I want us to know that for a child of God that goes home, Bible says we move from life unto death. And what really gladdens my heart, let me say it openly, that God gave us an encouragement. While we are battling for our life spiritually, and we raise prayer altar, and one of us saw a vision where two angels held a hand, one on the other side, one on this side. And when we saw that, and she was not even looking back at us, then we paused. And we now started to pray that God should bring her back. But at the end of the day, go to the final decision. But the most important that encourages me that we know where she is. The angels of God holding two angels, not just one, holding the two hands is so that harvested for the kingdom. But you see so many posters, obituaries, and that. We don't even have assurance of where they are going. But here, this one, we have a certainty of where she is. That even though she was not brought back, the Lord made her to see where she was going. And that is the final goal of everyone. Anybody that doesn't make it to where she has made it is a failure. You might be a minister, you might be a pastor, you might be a worker. If you don't make it to where she has made it, because we have assurance of it, anybody who has not made it to that place is a failure. This morning, I want us to know that God will comfort us as Zion. So I don't want any one of us to be downcast. I don't any one of us to lose faith. I don't want the faith of anyone to shake. Let us know. The Bible adds, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? God of the mountain is the God of the valley. God of the day is the God of the night. But the Bible says, when you are reading the Bible, it said that, blessed are those women, for they shall be comforted. I want you to know that time of mourning, God will take away, and time of rejoicing, God will bring back, and God is replacing it with, in Jesus' name. And let me tell us, in all situations, God, see, I said earlier on, God is the best grammar. He didn't say for all situations. He said, this is for all things. What did he say? In all, do what? In all things, give thanks. So we are not people that are hopeless. We are not people of the world that die and they are forgotten.
If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, said the world is not worthy of them. Talking about the heroes of faith. Say, some of them who saw the promise are far off. Without laying hands on it. Said those who the world is not worthy. Go and look at that Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. The world is not worthy of him. A time will come that the world will not be worthy of us. If the world continues to be worthy of us, then we have missed it. So this morning, I want us to stand on our feet. Thank God because he's the God of all times. He's the God of the valley. He's the God of the mountain. He's the God of the good times, God of the bad times. But one thing he has promised, will give up beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You are the Lord from beginning to the end.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end.
I want us to begin to worship the Lord because he's the Lord of all times. If you truly love him, if you really understand the love of Christ, you will begin to thank him that you see our God. Is he a good God? Is he a great God? Is he the compassionate God? Is he our Father? Is he our loving Father? Is he our confidence? Is he our fortress? I want to begin to bless him. He knows all things. He knows all situations. Let us begin to bless his name. Let us begin to worship him. Let us to appreciate him. Let us thank him for who he is. Let us thank him for his grace, his power, his sovereignty. God is sovereign over our situation. We cannot question his authority. You cannot question his sovereignty. We cannot doubt his love. We cannot abandon his faith. We cannot move away from his service. We cannot detach from his worship. Let us bless him this morning. Let us appreciate him for who he is. Let you express him for who he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mansi telibaba, ska imbaba katalaba, ra indakuska papa, radakuska papa, ska imbaba kantalaba, re endukuskipo, rehedakuskaba, lekakuga sabalaba, endukuskipo libaba, ra andakuske popo, rindakashipa liga. Let us thank him because we are not hopeless. He has not left us without a hope. He has not kept us in the dark. We did not strive as we don't know where we are going. Let us thank him because we are people of hope. We are people of hope. We are people of hope. Let us appreciate him. We are not hopeless. We are not abandoned. It's not as if we don't know where the end will be. Let us thank him. Let us bless his name. Makashki baba kaskampa liba randu kaskapa shide lekeke skepo skaba da undo koskipo rende keskepo shalaba ra anda koskepo shka ibra sapalaba ri inde kesepo liba imama santa laba The Bible says, when men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. Let us begin to ask that God will lift our spirit. God will encourage our soul. God will strengthen our faith. That we will not faint. We will not faint. The Bible says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Let us ask God to encourage and strengthen us, strengthen our faith, lift our spirits, embody our confidence. Maska papa, rakakaka, rangagaguska papa. God, to lift us out of distress. Let us ask God to lift up our heart, our soul, our spirit out of distress. Maska papa, papa. Rainda kaskaba, rainda kuskaba, rainda kuskepo, reseke popo shiponiga. Pray for divine lifting and encouragement for the family of your last, that God will lift them out of sorrow. God will lift them out of despondency. God will lift them out of distress. Let us pray for that family, the Ayola family. Don't ask for divine encouragement. Ask for divine help. Let us ask that God will comfort them. That God will comfort them. That God will strengthen their heart. That their faith will not fail. That their confidence will not wane. Let us pray for that family. Maska papa pasketeli reente kuskaba jari maska paska reseke poska dalaba densaka palaba rente kekekeke sepopo broko koko sepopo sepro broka kaka kaka sa papa braka kaka papa braka papa pasa papa raanda kuskepo skehem pro libaba reenge sopopo reende keskepo ringa gaga gasa papa. Baka sa papa, rende kekeke sepo, renge su papa, renge keke sepo ligo, leke sampa laba, indoko simbaliga. Let us pray for the husband, let us pray for the children. Let us add that God will step in, God will intervene in their lives. Yes, they may be asking question, what will tomorrow look like? They will be asking question, what's going to happen now? But let us ask that God will surprise them. God will turn things around. For the family, for the husband, for the children, for the family as a whole. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us be able to ask that God, in his infinite mercy, in his compassion, will stretch forth his adult intervention into that family. We turn things around. The Bible says, when the Lord turned at the capital of Zion, we are like them that dream, that this shall be the testimony of that family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mantaliba skehepo rinda kuskebo raanda kuske reende kuskaba raanga gasupa le shipa papa yarimas kampalaba yarimas ka impro seheka paskada reseke pondalaba endusi kampalaba Raandakus ke poliba, jirimamas kapapa, reendu sapa, rongos ke pos kandalaba, imas kandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to pray for the household of Cedar and to ask that God will comfort the household, God will encourage the church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us put an end to any untimely death in the mighty name of Jesus. Manska papa reese kepo ska imbra katalaba jiri manska hamba lekuska pa laka papa reke se popo reinsaka rekaska papa jiri maso ondoli yahanga supe gansa paga talaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be to plead the blood of Jesus. We begin to ask for the covering by the blood of Jesus over the children, over the adult, over the young, over the old, over the ministry, over the church, over the pastors, over the elders, over the minister, over the members. Let us plead blood of Jesus upon every member of the household of Cedar, wherever they are located, whether in this town or outside this town, whether this country or outside this country, anywhere members of the household are located, let us bring them under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass you over, and the plague shall not be appointed to destroy you. Manska papa, le ensekepo, re ensakapa, raandaku papa, baka papa, bapa papa, rakakakasa papa, brakakaskapa laba, skehempo, skahida laka, skahambuko skepo, le ensikapa, shihiba kuraba, ji iribaba kasandalaba, hi mama santalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, now let us begin to frustrate every cancer and plan of the enemy regarding this ministry, regarding any member of this ministry, regarding any member of this household. Let us frustrate, talking of the liar, the cancer of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Mense kapulaba, skahiba, ska ibruntalaba, skahamba kute, le seke poga, la kakaka samba, enda kukaka, ende keke sipu, rekeke supapa, rakakakapa, rapapapa, brakakapa, bakapapa sapaliba, rakakaka, baba bakapapa, rakakaka, baba kapapa, ragagaga, maska papa, rekeke, brokoko sopos kandalaba, jarima maskampaliba, hiriba santalaba, rehento lobo, hi maskampalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus, now let us begin to pray that God will defend his people. God will defend his people. That God will defend his people. God will defend his people. God will defend his people by his mighty power, by his mighty hand, by his mighty power, by his mighty hand. He will defend his people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mantalaba Kaskaba, Renteke Poskaba, Jarimama Santalaba, Reka Supa, Reende Kuba, Ranga Supa Liba, Rakakakaka, Brakaka Sapaliba, Ende Koko Sopologo, Rekekeke Sempoligo, Ringa Gaga Sanda. Is a covenant keeping God. He doesn't break the covenant. Let us pray that God will defend his covenant. God will defend his covenant over your life, over my life, over our lives, over this ministry. God will defend his covenant. Even over the family of our lives, God will defend his covenant. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mantalaba, Ska Ibakata, Reinda Kaskaba, Raanda Kuskepo, Rekekekesopo, Rakakaka Sapa, Bakaka Papa, Brakaka, Brakapa, Bakaskapa, Raandaku Satalaba, Rakasupa Shandalaba, Irimama Kasabalaba, Rense Popo, Ringaga Sampalaba, Sheke Pundalaba, Irimas Kahanda, Rinsakapa, Bansopoli Bakaska, Riendiki Sepoligo. Let us pray that God will build his head of fire round about us. God will build an impenetrable edge around us, fire of the Holy Spirit, so surround us, fire of the Holy Spirit to surround us, and ward off every aggression of the enemy, that when the enemy come one way, they will run back in seven ways. When they become like flood, that spirit of the living God shall raise a stand against them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mantaliba, Shkepeka Tileba, Ringagaga Sampa, Ringagaga, Brakakaka, Brakatalaba, Skepopo, Ringagaga Sampa Liba, we forbid any reoccurrence or resurgence or such experience again. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mantalaba,
rente kipa, rinta kapa, ranga gaga sapala, ringa gaga sapaliga, maka kapa, braka kaka sapa, braka kaka, braka kapa, praka sapalaba, rente keke sepo, ringa gaga sapalaba, ringa gaga sapala. Let all by his defense around our lives, over our lives, shall be sure, shall be secure. In the mighty name of Jesus, mantalaba, raanda kuskepo, rinda kasapa. Rinda kaskaba, rinda kaskahiba, raga gasapalaba, raga supaliga. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take this song, and I will ask Pastor Wade to come and run all the prayer.
Alagbara lo lorunwa,
agbara agbara.
Father, gracious Father, we've come, Lord, before your presence through our Savior Jesus Christ to acknowledge your love towards us. We bless you, Father, because you love us. In every situation, in every condition, your love towards us has no limit, no boundary, no condition. Lord, we glorify you, Lord of heaven and the earth, that so much love us. That is why the scripture tells us, the Bible says, what manner of love is this? Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you are in charge of every situation. Lord, we thank you for the time of the mountains. Thank you, the time God of the mountains, God of the valleys. You are in charge of all and you reign over all. And so, Father, today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come and offer our life to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Crying the Father, at this moment, as you are God over the mountains, Lord of heaven, today Let every life here, let every life here be lifted up to the mountains. Every life that is under the valley, that is in the valley level, by the name of the Lord Jesus, take us out from the valley in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the old church agreed together to decree that everyone that is weak will receive strength into your spirit, will receive strength to your soul, will receive strength to your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we ask that we minister unto every heart, oh God, that is down. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every heart, Lord, be revived by your fire. In the name of Jesus, we make a decree in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that every garment of mourning, sorrow, by the power of the living Jesus, we command you right now, be burned completely by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Whosoever that the enemy has put the garment of sorrow onto it, by the name of Jesus, I decree, let the garment of sorrow be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we clear every atmosphere of gloomy. We remove the atmosphere of weariness. We remove atmosphere of sorrow from this assembly. And we cast you back to hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast you back to hell. In the name of Jesus, we command right now the atmosphere of joy be restored back to every life. In the name of Jesus Christ, atmosphere of victory and celebration of your faithfulness, Lord, be restored back to your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we move out from all form of weaknesses and all form of gloominess. And we move out to praise your name, to celebrate you. Lord, to have understanding of your love towards us in the name of Jesus Christ. And by the power of the Most High God, we raise the family of Ayolas to you. The whole church, we agree together to build them up in your strength and power. We receive strength to their heart, into their spirit, into their soul, into their mind. We receive encouragement. We receive grace for them. By the name of Jesus, they are coming out of this situation. They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out. The children are strengthened in the name of Jesus. The family are strengthened. Yes, Lord, the husband is strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Father. And so in the might of the Holy Ghost, we close door against any form of evil in this assembly. We come against every insurgence of the wicked. We come against every arrow, every untimely death, and whosoever that the enemy has a portion or mark for evil. Today we arise in the might of the Spirit of the Lord to destroy, to cancel, to abort, to nullify. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every evil apostle to any life, you are destroyed. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. We declare, no life will be lost in this assembly again. We receive a covering of your fire around every life, both small, oh God, the youngest one to the oldest one in this assembly. The covering of the Lord be upon every life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus, according to your word, the scripture says, Lord, that each one of us will live 120. Every life here will live a fulfilled life in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live a fulfilled life and a glorious year in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you because your peace shall saturate our hearts and we shall walk in your confidence. Thank you, Father. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. We give you praise and honor. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we pray.